This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 14th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather remains warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, expect mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that IDF officers told the Prime Minister that Jewish terror accounts for up to 80% of West Bank incidents. This came in earlier today. Also, Walla reports that Saudi Arabia attacked militia targets in Iraq. This happened earlier today near the northern border with Iraq. Also this hour. Ynet reports that Trump's visit to China is marred by talks of Chinese weapons discussions with Iran. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Netanyahu secretly traveled to the UAE. He met with President MBZ during the ongoing war against Iran. And finally, earlier today, a Palestinian teen was reportedly killed in the West Bank incidents. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about an Air Force attack on a terrorist target in southern Lebanon. Adam Louis Klein, another observer, noted earlier about the potential shifts in military strategies. Me24, a Middle Eastern news platform, highlighted that an Israeli journalist reported freely from Najaf and Karbala despite militia influences. Let's go deeper. Starting with a report from the Times of Israel, IDF officers expressed concern over the increasing incidents attributed to Jewish terror in the West Bank. They warned that this issue is diverting resources from focusing on offensive operations. This raises questions about priorities in regional security. Turning to Saudi Arabia's reported action, Walla's sources indicate strikes on Iranian-linked militias in Iraq. This follows ongoing tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The strike highlights the complex dynamics of power in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that during Trump's historic visit to China, discussions of weapon transfers to Iran surfaced. The New York Times suggests these talks involve third-party countries. This development could strain U.S.-China relations further. Finally, I-24 News uncovers Netanyahu's covert visit to the UAE amid the conflict with Iran. His meeting with President MBZ suggests ongoing diplomatic maneuvers despite regional tensions. This could signal potential shifts in alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports drama at Bank Hapoalim, where 8,000 employees shut down branches and call centers. The strike is in protest of a cutback plan and delayed negotiations. Separately, Maariv Business highlights a global shortage that could significantly raise smartphone prices. The closure of the Hormuz Strait is impacting the flow of liquefied natural gas, affecting production costs. And finally, CTEC reports from earlier this week that Rakesh Lunker predicts massive financial exits out of Israel. The Transmit Security co-founder believes AI will lead to groundbreaking developments in cybersecurity. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.